You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We have a very well-known Gemara Maseches Shabbos in Perek Amar Rabbi Akiva Daf Pei Chesem and Aleph. Avayis Yatzvu B'Tachlis Sahar Maravdimi Bar Chama Bar Chasim Alam Eitcha Kofa Kodesh Baruch Hu Oleim Sahar Kegiges. HaKodesh Baruch Hu took the mountain, had it hanging dangerously, perilously overhead, like a barrel of Amar Lehem Ematem Akablam Atayra Muta Vimlam Sham Teik Voraschem. If you accept the Torah, Gevaldik, if not, Sham Teik Voraschem, there I'm going to bury you. And many Mefarshim pose the obvious question, what do you mean Sham there? Po, Kan Teik Voraschem. I'm going to drop the mountain, Chalila V'chas, atop your heads, and I'm going to bury you right here and right now. And what's the Lashon of Sham Teik Voraschem? So we have a protest, we have a claim, we could say, you're forced it down our throats, how can you blame us? And we re-accepted it Purim time. So with Siyata Deshmai, we wanted to suggest years ago that this Gemara doesn't merely imply that there was a modav at Kamash Vlon. You should know, Klai Yisrael did a gevaldik tshuva b'mei Mordechai v'Yester, and even though their lives were on the line, they did a tshuva mitis, and what happened? Kimu v'kibla Yehudim, kimu mashe kiblu kvar gevaldik. They now re-accepted it to meirotzim me'avo. Rashi says, what's this idea of hoda kiblu b'mei Achashverus? Rashi b'mei Achashverus me'avas anes shenas alehem. They love the miracle. Now, only in Purim time did they re-accept the Torah mitoch ahava. So he wanted to suggest it doesn't simply mean they got to this Gevaldik Madrega, but yet perhaps the approach is that Hashem Yisroch says, Klai Yisrael, I'm going to give you another chance. You're right, I gave you the Torah Derech Kfiya, and the Maharal Prague elaborates in his Gurari Parshas Vayigash, the Torah had to be given Derech Kfiya to highlight that it's a Dover Hechrich, the only way Klai Yisrael can be perpetuated, the only way the Jewish people can exist through time is Ayyidei the Torah. You're bound up with the Torah, through the Torah you're Mamela bound up with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shteit in Zohar, and Achrimos, and Gilam, and Aleph, Kocha, Bruch, and Yisrov, Reis, Echadu, you're one and one. It's a Dover Hechrich, you can't not to live without it, you cannot exist without it. Torah is not being learned. Klai Yisrael, Mamela, the entirety of the world has to be instantly destroyed. Right? Sechayim Eloshin and Eves Sechayim. Mamela. Hada Kiblua. Yes, now we're going to do it to Me'avo. But first it was Derek Fia, and now Mitoch Avas and Esu, we re-accepted it. So we suggested that Hashem says, I'm going to give you another chance. And I'm going to show you Gevaldik Ahava, I'm going to show you Derek Hester, that I'm always there behind the scenes every step of the way. I'm the divine puppeteer, Kaviyochel, orchestrating world events, even when you don't see me, when I'm concealed, when you don't witness in an overt fashion my Hashkocha Hel Yonah, my Hashkocha Tmidis. I want you to know you're going to see that I'm behind the scenes. Re-accept the Torah, Avos and Eis, and what? And if you don't accept the Torah, I'm going to give you that opportunity. I'll provide you with yet another chance, and this time it'll be Mitoch Av, and you can accept it. Mirotzev, I already gave it to you initially, Mitoch Hechrech. Now presenting you with a gevaldik, wonderful opportunity. You can accept the Mirotzev. If you don't accept the Mirotzev, then I'm going to bury you. Where am I going to bury you? I'm not here and right now, and Amadi can't bury us here now. Nisuin can't be Malkocha. You can't get married to someone again. Against her will, and we see from Rashi in the Gra, Alpi them in Rashi Mishir Shem Ram and Perak Alaposik base. Mountain Torah Maimar Nasini was a chas, and Hashem can't get married to us against our will. Then he's suing us in Chal, and they're okay in the ball of tomb right in the beginning of Perak Yotes. Ishinik Nis Meshulas Drachem Akonas Asher Shnei Rachem Ishinik Nis Fakesh Shtar Rabio. Hashem gave us a star, the star with the Aser Sedibros. Why two Dibros? Writes the Ramban Alpi the Medrash Kenegir Chosin Vekalo. We got married to Hashem. The Maral writes in Gurari Parshasema Bugram. Hashem stayed with us at Har Sinai for a year's duration of time. Why a year? Because a chosin has to make a kala happy for a year. Hashem got married to the Jewish people. Well, marriage can't happen derech kfiya. Marriage can't happen against the will. Aman Hashem saying, I'm not threatening you now. There's no lotion of kante kibraskim, apote kibraskim. I'm going to bury you there. What's there? There is. I'm going to give you another chance, and that's going to be Purim time. And if you don't accept it, what's going to happen? You're going to be destroyed. And if they didn't do tshuva and re-accept the Torah, Rava begeder hader kibul me'achashverush. What lamaisa would have happened? Megillah yerbeis manal of neiman is chayvu sanim sheisov osador kliya. We would have been destroyed. Ayide helman ayide that tzira from achashverush, representative of golas porosamadai, combining his efforts, uniting hand in hand with Haman gedola sursa tabas. I'm going to give the ring, the seal, over to Haman, the representation, the symbol of Amalek in that door. Golas porosamadai mitzad echad, Amalek mitzad sheni. We're going to destroy you, and at Klai Yisrael not done tshuva for hishtachvu. Let's sell him, as Rishon Yechai says, for Nehenu Misedosa Shalosa Rasha. They taka would have been destroyed, the Fianias Daiti. That would be the key and the fulfillment, the actualization of the Sham Teik Varaskam. I'm not going to kill you now. It's an Isu and it's a Chag. We can't ruin the Chasana. Chasana is Gavaldik. This is the happiest day, Yom Chasuno. So yes, a reference to Tainus Chavah Meis, to Yom Kippur. Abol Lamaisa, this was the beginning of the Chasana. And that's the Orcha Shulchan Eben Ezra and Simul Lama Dalit. That is the haflaw, and a sefer amakne on kedushin and the agdama knows gimel and the haflaw and ksuvus daf zayin and beis and chesam nalev. This was a mais in yisuin. Hashem says, okay, we got to marry. Now we're married. At the end of the day, I'm going to give you a chance. Now I want to see, did you love the Torah? You learned the Torah now. Did you see my hand even there a chester upon him? I want you now to re-accept and re-experience and re-enact the matan Torah. This time, mitoch ava, not mitoch kmiya. And if you don't accept it, I'm going to allow Haman and Achashverosh to bring you down. And we talk, had we not done tshuva, we would have been destroyed. And so that's the reference, Sham Teik Raskam. I'm going to bury you there. Where in Paros I'm going to bury you? Not here. I'm going to bury you in Paros, the Phineas Taiti. It's not coincidental. Sham Shin Mem is Gematria 340. A Gematria Paros. 340. Where am I going to bury you? Sham Teik Raskam. I'm going to give you another chance, perm time. And if you don't accept the Torah mitachavo, Sham Teik Raskam. Where in Paros Teik Raskam? I'm going to give you a chance, perm time. And what's another remes? Kofleim Harki Gigis. I saw the Ramami Pano. He also is bothered by the Shaila Lamainaf Kamina. Who cares what it looked like? Just tell me Hashem had the mountain hanging overhead. And by the way, you know what it looked like? It looked like a Gigis. And what is a Gigis? Rashi tells us a Gigis is a Kukiva. It's a beer barrel. You put beer in it. You put alcohol in it. Tell me enough to be what it look like. Kofleim Mahar. Just tell me. Kofleim Mahar. Lefinius Daiti. No. When's the only time of the year we have a mitzvah to drink? Megillah Dav Zayin Amud Beis to drink alcohol. I'm a Rabbi Machayev Nishlu Vesumi Purayad Lo Yada. I look at the gigas. Look at the wine vat. Look at the beer vat. That's the time. Sham Gematria 340 Gematria Poros. That's right. Don't worry. I'm a Rabbi Afapik and Hada Kiblu Meachashverish. In the end of the day, we re-accepted it. We reenacted Mount Tera Maimon Sinai, and that's the Maral in the Zohar Chodesh Megillas Esther. Kimu v'kiblu, state the Megillas Esther. It's written the Ksiv. The way the word is written is Kibel Loshen Yochet to highlight what? That we didn't stop re-accept the Torah, we reenacted Matan Torah, writes the Maral. And the same way, the only way you could get the Torah Shavuos time is Ayyadeh being Mekayim, like the Mechilta says, the Rashi brings in your test base in Parshas Yisrael. Kishachon Balevachon. Only when we united Purim time, now we were Mekayim, the Ishachon Balevachon. Per Osam Yachad Techeles Mordechai, Mishloach Manos Ishreyehu Matanus Labionim. Make sure every yid has what he or she possibly needs. Go ahead and be mechadesh the idea of matan Torah kishachavalei b'chad brosim yachat tachilas murachai lech kenosis kol ayehudim. And you have to gather everybody without the single exception. Esther, the queen, says, "Don't worry, Mordechai. I'm going to fast along with you. How's a woman going to look after 3 days of fasting? After 1 day of fasting, 2 days of fasting, 3 days?" And she says, "Tzumah lions, tzumah. I'm going to fast together with you." Ask the Ibn Ezra and Esther dalat hazayin. What's she doing? Everybody else except for her asks Zormirsky, page 274 of Egyoni Alocha Chelek Aleph. The only reason she got in was because of her beauty. Now she's going to sacrifice the beauty, and now she's going to go to Fnai B'Fnai Machazer's Torah. It says, it's not about my beauty, it's about Klai Yisrael B'Yachad. If we're Mekayim Kishach HaBalevachot, without any exceptions, Klai Yisrael together as one, then we'll go in to do the Tshuva Mitas, we'll reenact Matan Torah. Kimu Vekiblu, Kimu Masha Kiblu Kvar, in the same context of the Chiddush of Rova, that Kimu Masha Kiblu Kvar. That's where we find the remnants of Kibo Loshen Yochid, like the Maral writes, and Achonis Kizuishachab Levachon, because it's Tuluyan Da Dodi. It's interdependent. The only way you're going to be Zoicha, to be Hadar Kibbu Mechashverosh, is it built into that reacceptance of the Torah. The reenactment of the experience of Sinai is when couched in such a context is also the Achdus of Klai Yisrael. The Kibel, Loshen Yochid, appearing in the singular conjugation to highlight, you got to be together as one, Kishach HaBalevachad, and this is Matan Torah all over again. That's Nahagdam. Purim is a mountain Torah once again. Tonight we see Atta Nishmaya. I will add a new piece, something based on a Maimer by Rav Pinchas Freeman and Shvilei Pinchas on Megillas Esther and Maimer Hay, with some additional Nakudas as well. Who's the one Lamaisa who wrote Megillas Esther? Who wrote Megillas Esther? We have a Pasuk Mefurish towards the end of the Megillah itself, Perek Tes Pasachov, Vayichdov Mordechai Es Advorim Ha'ile, Vayishlach Sfarim Ha'kol Yehudim Asher B'chol Medinas HaMelech HaChashverosh HaKrov Me'arachok. So who wrote in Mordechai? Along comes Rashi. Remember Rabbeinu Thomas? We quoted quite frequently. Bought by Rav Halpern and Seder Dor, Serech Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, a perish like my Zedi Rashi on Shas, I could duplicate. But every word of Rashi, not just on Chumash, but on Gantz Tanakh, was written, Mila b'mila b'ruach HaKodesh. So Rashi is telling us, Api Ruach HaKodesh, Vayichtav Mordechai, Hi HaMegillah HaZos Kemo Shehi. Zok Rashi, I want you to know, you can have questions. It's called Megillah Esther. What about all? Who wrote the Megillah? The Megillah, the way it appears? Who gave it to us? Mordechai. State and Posse Vayirta Mordechai. Famous Kasha, the Brisker of and others deal with, is we have a Gemara in Bava Basra, and Daftes Bava Menalev. And the Gemara is discussing, starting already on Yadalit Amid Beis, who wrote the various Sforim that comprise the canonization of Scripture. Who gave us the various Sforim? Writes the Gemara in Bava Basra, and the Dap of Tezvava Menalev. Anche Knesset Agadola Kosvu Yecheskel Ushneimasar, it's the Treyasar, Daniel Umegillas Esther. Who wrote Megillas Esther? Anche Knesset Agadola. Let's take a look at our beloved Rashi. Who are we referring to when we state Anche Knesset Agadola? Zok the Heilige Rashi, Chagai Zachariah Malachi, the last three Nevi'im who were a Chalek of Anche Knesset Agadola, Zerubbabel, Umordechai, Bechavi Rehet. State in the Gemara. The Gemara says, who wrote the Megillah Esther? Everyone's going to ask you, right? The kids are going to ask you around the Purim suit, who wrote the Megillah? What do you mean? We paid attention. We heard it the night of. We heard it the morning of. Vayirta Mordechai, I said, Dvar Meila. It says Megillah Esther. She didn't write it. Mordechai wrote it. And Rashi told us on the Megillah, Kemoshi, the way it appears, he gave it to us. Yet we have a Gemara. And Rashi knows the Gemara because Rashi's commenting on the Gemara, besides the fact that Rashi is Rashi. But Rashi is telling us who wrote it. Chag Yisachai Malachi Zubaba Mordechai Vachavi Reim and Ola Chavai. So what's going on over here? Zok de Briskerov. Chedushi Maron Rizalevi on the Rambam. Hilchas Megillah on Perek Beis. Arashi in the next Dibur Maskil tells us that what happened? People were writing Megillus. Vo chagis achar malachi v'ruah shiruch ha-kodesh mistalek yashayu haim nevi'im achronim. V'amdu v'kosvu nevu'aseim v'tzarfu nevu'as Ketanos Imam, the Asom Sefer Godol Shalu Yadu Machmas Kono. And Rashi explains that what happened, when did they write this? There was no Nevuah Likosev in Chutz Laretz. Vikosvum Elu, when did Anche Knesset Gedola write these Sfarim? La'achar Shebo Le'eretz, when they got to Eretz Yisrael. Vechein Megillas Esther. Zokt Rashi, you know when they wrote the Megillas Esther? They wrote Megillas Esther when they got to Eretz Yisrael, because you need Ruach HaKodesh to write the Megillas Esther. Ruach HaKodesh is not shown in Chutz Laretz. So when did Anche Knesset Gedola write it? It wasn't just Mordechai, it was Mordechai Zerubbabel. Chag Yisacharim Olachi. Not going with the Mani Yomar Megillah Tesvav Menalef, the Malachi who, Mordechai, different people, Vachavi Reyam and other colleagues amongst the Anche Knesset Gedola. And when did they write it? They wrote in Eretz Yisrael. Well, now we have another stira. What do you mean they wrote it when they got to Eretz Yisrael? Let's read the Pasuk again. Vayichta Mordechai said, Varmela, he wrote these words down. Where? In Shushan. Now, right here in the story of Golas Parasamad, Vayishlach Sfarim HaKol HaYudim, Asher B'chol Medina Samach HaKrom HaRachukim, they sent it out to all the Yidin. So they sent it out right here and right now. How can Rashi tell us they only wrote it when they got to Eretz Yisrael? Hazok the Briskerov, there were two Megillas Esthers. An important Chiddush of the Briskerov. There are two Dinim and Megillas Esther, writes the Briskerov. One is writing the story to be Mafarsim Menes. It wasn't yet a Chelek part and parcel of the Sifrei Tanakh, the canonization of Scripture, where you need Nevi'im, where you need it to be written, B'derech Nevuah, Alpi Ruach HaKadosh, right? And Mordechai V'Yichdo was writing, what's up to Rashi Kamo Shehi? He's writing what happened. Who knew what happened better than Mordechai? Mordechai is the only one who, how's he going to, what are they going to write it? Who knew everything that was going on? Who was the one privy to everything that transpired around Esther? V'chulei Mordechai. And that's why it's called Megillas Esther. Mordechai needed Esther to tell him what to write as well. How did Mordechai know all the information? What happened behind closed doors? Again, there's Nevuah, but they're in Chutz Laaretz. He's writing it to now. Elawat to Megillas Esther, because he needed Esther to go ahead and write it with him. Right, so Funder, I, Megillas Esther, it's the Giloy of the Hester. The whole Megillah is all about the Giloy of the Hester. We need to write to Megillas Esther. Why? Because in the end of the day, we needed Esther in order to write to the Megillah. Even though it says, Vayich to Mordechai, don't think he did it himself. Of course he needed Esther. Who gave him the bulk of the information? Esther. And not only that, the Megillah, the Avzayin Amav, Kisvuni Ladoros. Who's the one who demanded I want to write it? But what was Esther's demand? I want it to be Nichol and Sifrei Kodesh. Not this right now. You're going to have to wait. Why? Because right now you're in Chutz Laaretz. They're not writing a Derech Nevuah. If it's in Chutz Laaretz where you don't have Nevuah, the Ruach HaKodesh, if you're in Eretz, oh, then you can know what happened behind closed doors. But you're writing it now. How does he know? He needs Esther, Megillah's Esther. That's the Megillah to be Mafarsing the Nais. When they got to Eretz Israel, now Esther says, Kisvuni Ladoros, I don't just want a nice Megillah that was sent out to Yid in the world over to be Mafarsing, to publicize this Gemaldic miracle. I want it to be a chalik of Sifrei Tanakh. I want to be a chalik of the Ksuvim. Esther, I'm sorry, you can't do that. You could turn to Anshe Kedusha Gedola, present your humble request, Kisvuni Ladoros. I want you to write it down, make it a chalik of Ksuvim, of Tanakh. She turns to Anshe Kedusha Gedola. Mordechai says, well, you need me. I'm not going to be the sole one to write it. We're going to write it over now. You need me to tell you the story. I'm going to show you the Megillah that I wrote. We're going to write it all over again. And part of the idea of writing it all over again is the same way writes Chaim Volozhin. Anshe Kedusha Gedola gave us the tefillah. Every kavana you take out of Siddur of the Arizal, Siddur of the Ramak, of the Chidah, the Rashash, you name it. All the Heilig Inyanim, writes Nefesh HaChaim, Anshe Kedusha Gedola were kolel. Every one of those kavanos of all the Mekabalim and the Dori Doros, they're all encompassed somewhere in our tefillah. Adds the Sam Sefer and Chelik Beis of Drashas, he says, Luli de Mistafina, were I not afraid to suggest such a novel idea? He says, I want to be Matsia, I want to propound that even Anshe Kedusha Gedola themselves were not aware of all the Helig of the Holy Kavanas and all the Ramosim to the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they themselves were putting into the tefillah without even realizing it. You need to write something that's a Helig of Tanakh, Piruach HaKadosh Nevuah, and that is only shown. In that source, they had to write it over when they got that Tzrol. Now they wrote it out, Pinavuah and Ruach HaKodesh, now with all the Ramazim and all the Shemus. Before, it was a story. It was a story. It was an Igeres. Ezra Pinchas Freeman. That's why the Gemara says in Megillah Gemaldik. Yutessim and Aleph, Megillah Nikra is safer from Nikra Igeris. Why is it called an Igeris? Igeris HaPurim, it's called a Megillah. And it's called a Sefer. What's the difference? I'll be the brisker of its Kishmak. It started as an Igeris. What's an Igeris? A letter. Mordechai says, I'm sending Klai Yisrael a letter. Vayishlach, I'm sending out the letter of the Igeris to everyone to be Mepharsing the miracle. It's not a Sefer yet. A Sefer of Sifrei Tanakh. You gotta wait for Eretz Yisrael. When we make our way back to Eretz Yisrael. And then I'm gonna sit together without Anshe Kedusha Gedola. We're gonna be Max. Or totally Yoshna, then we're going to be saying once again to Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh, we're going to rewrite the Sefer. Yes, it might be the same words, but this time, oh, there'll be Kavanas and all the Ramazim, everything going on, Hashem's going to put into the Megillah. Now we're going to have all the Ramazim to the Shemus of HaKodesh Baruch Hu, millions of things going on. No longer is it an Igeres, henceforth it's going to be called the Sefer. Now it's a Chelik of Sifrei Kodesh because it has to be written Derech Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh Givaldix. In the end of the day, Mordechai is the one who wrote it, but Avadei needed Esther along with him to give him the information because Mordechai. I can know everything. If you're not zeichet to that nevuah and Chutz Laaretz, he needs to say, Esther, tell me what went on in the palace. What went on behind the scenes? Oh, Megillah Esther. Oh, but Megillah Esther was rewritten, this time as a safe from the shame, to be Nichol and Sifrei Kodesh. And the end of the day, he joined forces with his chaverim, but Mordechai was there all along. So they write Megillah Esther. Give up. They went up. Afterwards, they eventually went up. Even if Esther didn't go up, Achashverosh Shechulei, Mordechai went up and he wrote it together. Anshe Kedusha Gedola, he said, "Chelik Anshe Kedusha Gedola," which was acting in
the buried there in Persia and went back.
That's all. She says Mordechai was there, or else they communicated. If he wasn't physically there, he rewrote it. Zechter Briskarov. He rewrote it together with them. So Mordechai is the one who writes the Megillah.
When was that written?
How do we know? So, again, how do we know? It could be that maybe some things Alpi the Biskarov were added later. It could be that the basic storyline, maybe certain Nekudos, Alpi Nevorach HaKadosh, came at a later time. So Mordechai is the one who writes it. But the Inyan gets much deeper. We have a Gemara Megillah, Daf Yotes, in the base. And the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Rav Yochanan, Mai Dechsev, the Pasuk in Dvarim Tes, Avayaleim Kechol HaDvarim Asher Dibar Hashem Imochem Bahar Me'alamei, to teach us, Shereo Kodesh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Dedukei Teira, Dedukei Soifrim, Masha Sofer Masidin Lechadesh, Hashem by Har Sinai revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu, Kol HaTorah Kula, everything, even Dedukei Teira, Dedukei Soifrim, all the Daraises, the Rabbanans, all the everything, Masha Sofer Masidin, and what the scribes would one day reveal, Omai Niu, and what's that a reference to? After all, you know what's coming, it's in Maseches Megillah, Omai Niu Mikra Megillah. Had the Gemara goes out of its way to say Moshe Benu HaSinai, it was revealed to Mikra Megillah. And the Yerushalmi says in Mefurish as well, that which Mordechai was going to write the Megillah, that was already said to Moshe Benu HaSinai. L'mayin af gemina. I have to single out the Megillah. By the way, Moshe Rabbeinu, he got everything. And by the way, you know what he got? He got the Megillah's Esther. Oh, it was written Ayidei Mordechai, written Ayidei Mordechai with the help of Esther, and then it was written again Alpi. Zerubbabel Chagas Chaim Olachi v'chavirehem. And now checking us good old Alpi the Brisker of Gemala. But you should know, Moshe Rabbeinu already got Megillah's L'mayin af gemina. He got everything. I have to single out Megillah's Esther. What's the pshat? Answer the Zohar Kodesh and Parshas Kisisa. Let's go back to Kibul, Kimu v'Kiblu Ayehudit. It says v'Kibel Loshin Yochid. We said the Maral Kibel Loshin Yochid to highlight Kishecha Blevicha. They were reenacting Matan Torah. Writes the Zohar Kodesh. What's v'Kibel Ayehudim Loshin Yochid? Writes the Zohar. Dibahu Shais Adinachas Moshe v'Kabel Raisim B'Chodoi. At that moment, when Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah, Klola Dechola Yisrael. He was the individual who encompassed all of Klal Yisrael. V'Yu Kabel Raisim B'Mavafilu Megillas Esther. He got the whole Torah. The Zohar as well. He even got the Megillah Esther. Tichsiv v'kibel ha'yehudim v'kiblu ha'yehudim ibaylei. Asks the Zohar. It should be the plural conjugation. V'kiblu ha'yehudim. What's v'kibel loshen yochid? My v'kibel el adam Moshe diu ha'yehudim klol diu dai. Who was kibel? Kibel ha'yehudim is who encompassed all the Yehudim. Who was shoko keneged kol Yisrael? Moshe Rabbeinu. So who's a kibel? Moshe Rabbeinu was mekabel the story of Purim. So we have a Zohar, we have a Yerushalmi, we have a Gemara Megillah, it's Esther and Beis. A Yishanel Megillah Esther came down to Moshe Rabbeinu in our Sinai. He didn't just get the whole Torah, he even got Megillah Esther. My nafkamina. What's going on here? He got everything. So why should I? It's a big deal. I have to go out of my way to highlight Megillah Esther. And what's this connection of Moshe Rabbeinu to Megillah Esther? More than that. It's to the whole story of Purim. And we know the famous Chazal. Haman. And what did he do? Nafli Pur in the month Shemes Bamoshe. And for the Ha Yodea writes the Gemara Megillah, Yedgimah Mabeish, Shebeshiva Baldar Meis, Ubeshiva Baldar Nolot. So Haman says, I'm going to destroy the Yidin. I'm so happy, I'm excited that the lots came out to be Adar time, because that's the day of the demise of Moshe Beinu Zayin Adar. Rashi makes the calculations for us. Us, he says, you see that Dereya Masle, the Mazel isn't good for Klai Yisrael. But lo and behold, he didn't know that Moshe Beinu was also born on that day. And Rashi says, because the Pasuk says, Ben Meyav Esh Mishon Anochi Hayom, Hayom Molo Yom Yishon Osei, Kedai Haleida Shetachabra Lamisa. I was also born on that day. Nismalu Shon Oseyin, Gemara Shon Yad Aleph, Tzadikim, their lives are full. He was born in Zayin Adar. So in the end of the day, what happened? What brought about Haman's downfall was that Moshe Rabbeinu was born in this month. So you see that Moshe is integral to the whole story of Purim. And the end of the day, he played a major role. Not only that, at the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Beis Amrei Shlokish, Kol Av Yadu Lefnei Misham Ravaya Olam Hashem Yisbroch Nu Shosin Hamon Nishkol Shkolam Ayesol Afikach Hiktim Shikleim Nishkolam. I want to make sure that Klai Yisol gives their Shkolam the shame to before Haman does his Shkolam the shame ra Zelum Azeh. And who's going to do that? Moshe Rabbeinu, because he says Rosh, it's going to be Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one. He's the one to collect the Shkolam. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one born in Chodesh Adar. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who is Leda, contributed to the Mazel, the fortune of Klai Yisrael turning out to Latov. And to piggyback on something that Rabbi Axelrod I mentioned Sunday morning in the Zayin Adar Siyam, I was based on a Sefer Shem Sholem Machulei and other Sfarim. Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, is Chodesh Adar. Moshe Rabbeinu born and died in Chodesh Adar. The mazel of Chodesh Adar are dogim. Our dogim, and now we know dog, Dalet Gimel is seven. Seven is Shlemus. Moshe Rabbeinu was an Adam Sholem. And we mentioned as well that the mazel, dog, God, same letters. And we have mazel, dog, and God. God is mazel tov. Mazel is gematria 77. Moshe Rabbeinu born on the seventh day, dies on the seventh day. Moshe Rabbeinu is the mazel of dogim, but perhaps one can add that what's the mazel of the month? Fish, dogim, dag min hayam. You pull a fish out of the sea. What's Moshe Rabbeinu? He's the fish kilo that got pulled out of the sea. His very name Moshe is Kenamayim Mishisiu. The same way you pull the dog out of the yam, Moshe Rabbeinu was taken out of the yam. The same way Lefinias daiti chulun chavavon base, that a fish doesn't eat shchita, it's already complete, and hence that's why dog is gematria seven is shleimus. A fish is already complete, right? Rabbeinu Avraham and Agron is perish bear of Roman Tehillim kipetot tzadhei pasuk. You know why fish don't eat shchita? They're already done. They're already complete. A fish is done. Shchita is my way of fixing and rectifying the animal. Ayin Sefer Tanya Perek Zayin. I have to be ma'ala of the animal by doing a ma'aseh shchita. A dog is already done. A dog is complete. Dalet Gimel is seven. That's shleimus. I don't need to do shchita. And Moshe Rabbeinu Avos Tov Nosen Perek Beis was already born nolan mohol. He already was complete. He was taken out of the yam. He's already complete. The dog is taken out of the yam. Doesn't need shchita. It's already complete. Mazel of Adar is dogim. Moshe Rabbeinu is just like the dog taken out of the yam. Moshe Rabbeinu is born in Chodesh Adar. He dies and what day? Seven. Of course, it's going to be seven. That's going to be a good mazel for Klai Yisrael. Shenichnas Adar Maru Misimcha. The mazel starts out right to the Yavetz and Chelak Beis of Peches of Tshuvas Shelas Yavetz and the Sam Sefer. The mazel is great for Klai Yisrael. Two back-to-back months of Chodesh Adar and Nisan. Nisan is Moshe's month. He took us out of a tribe. Even Adar was Moshe's month. He's born in Zion Adar, number seven. Dies in number seven. It's a good mazel. Gematria 77. He's like the dog that's taken out of the yam. Doesn't eat shchita, he's already a done deal. That's Moshe Rabbeinu, he's going to do the shkolim, he's going to be born, but it gets even better. We have a Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kufla Metzes Emet Beis. And the Gemara, and this is a Peladik Gemara, we've heard this Gemara so many times. We're in the end of Meseches Chulin, one of the longest Meseches in Shas. We're in the last parak, the 12th, Shiluach HaKein. And what happened? Amrulei Papunai L'Rav Masna. So they asked a question, and after they asked a question that related to the mitzvah Shiluach HaKein and Kiseitze Perachal Beis, they then asked a series of questions. First one is, Moshe Min HaTorah Minai. Where is Moshe Rabbeinu Merumas in the Torah? Rashi says, before he was born. How do I know that one day we're going to have a Moshe Rabbeinu? Where's the Remez? We'll get to that in a second. Mordechai Min HaTorah Minai. Esther Min HaTorah Minai. Haman Min HaTorah Minai.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Why don't we ask about everybody else in Tanakh? We have a lot of people in Tanakh. A lot of people take out Yisha Chassid as Yisha Tanakh. We got tons of people in Tanakh. Somebody, as I was dancing in a chassid Sunday night, somebody mamish in the circle says, okay, Rabbi Fana, who are the three people in Tanakh whose name starts with a vav? Two of them are in Megillas Esther. What great conversation. Mamish, as we're dancing in the, am I in the middle? Rabbi? So I got two out of three. In the end of the day, Vashti Vaisasa, and you'll think about the other one that's another place in Tanakh that he reminded me of. So many people in Tanakh, and yet what? There are only four people. Here's the Gemara in Chulin Kivlamatas Aveis. Moshe Min HaTorah Minai, and Haman Min HaTorah Minai. Mordechai Min HaTorah Minai. Where's everybody else? So along comes the Marshan. He says, why are we only asking about these four? Well, these four had multiple names. Esther, Hadas, and Esther, Mordechai. And we have other names, and Malachi, and Haman was Mamuchan. And Rokeach is amazing. And Moshe had many, but Lachar, even according to Mashab, but Betzal had all the names. Yisro had all the names. Lachar, it's something's a little bit chaser. So perhaps the idea is as follows. The Gemara says, Moshe Min HaTorah. You know why the Gemara is here, Moshe Min HaTorah Minai? On the heels of Moshe, then we have Purim. Why? Because the whole story of Purim of Mordechai, Esther and Haman was only Shaykh to happen, B'shchus Moshe Rabbeinu. The only way was what? Hippo Pur. We need Moshe Rabbeinu's later, Zayin Adar. And we need Adar, it's a good mazel, that's Moshe Rabbeinu, just like the Dogim. Then we need Moshe Rabbeinu to be mocked in the Shkolim of Kisises Rosh before the Shkolim of Haman. We need Moshe Rabbeinu. What's this idea that we need Moshe Rabbeinu? Well, let's take a look. Moshe Min HaTorah Minai. Everybody knows Haman, Hamina Eitz, Haman, it's Adas, it's already Nachash HaKamoni. That's the source of all evil in the world, and he's going to get hung in the tree. Tasekin Baal HaTorah even says the 50 Amos tree was actually a tree, a chelek of the Eitz Adas, Tovara, Peladika, Midrashim. Akoparim Mordechai, Meiradachi, that spices. We spoke about Reach. Smell has a lot to do with Purim. Chayvinish Libsume, to smell like wine. Esther Hadas, the Hadas smells. So, and Esther is Anochi Esther, so concealed. This is the Megillas Esther, the Gilei of the Esther. We understand all those. Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, if I were to ask you, where's Moshe Rabbeinu hinted to in the Torah? What are you going to tell me? I have a great Moshe Rabbeinu. You know where? In the Aseret HaDibros. He's Moshe Rabbeinu after all. Let's put him in Aseret HaDibros number one. You know what? Let's put him in Aseret HaDibros number two in Veschanan. He's not there. How about Shira Sayam? Az Yosha Moshe. Let's have a remnant to Moshe. We know the Ramban writes in Zag Dominus Perish the Torah. And we have Kama, Kama Rosh. Every single person that ever lived, that ever will live. The Zohar says in the Parshas Truma, the Gros Marach and Perakei of his Perish on the Zohar Safra to yourself. And the Zohar in Parshas Truma already mentions this Yesod. Everybody that ever lived, that ever will live, is hinted to in the Torah. So we mentioned the other day, where's the villain that going hinted to in the Torah, the Talmidim of the Gro? I asked the Gro, and he answered, you know where? Parshas Kiseitze, Evan Shlema Tiyelecha. Where's the villain gone? It's a Bella. Chaim Lozitz, where should the Gro be? The Gro was Tyre, the Gol Nador. He should be in Yisro, in the Luchas. He should be in Reschalos. You know where he is? Evan Shlema, Eliyahu ben Shlomo. And his mother is also Marumas in the same Pasuk later on. Eliyahu ben Shlomo is the villain gone. Evan Shlema, why? Because honesty, integrity, that was the grow. Straight, Yosher v'chule. Where's Moshe Rabbeinu? So let's understand the essence. The essence, after all, we want to uncover his name. Moshe Ratominayin b'shegam hu basar. B'shegam hu basar. Let's take a look at Rashi. What's b'shegam hu basar? Azok Rashi, we go back to Bereishis. B'shegam, the gematria is Moshe. It's 345, and it says, Hoyu yom of mea v'yas m'shana, v'kacha yuchayim Moshe, kolomar, asa lovo b'shegam Moshe, v'na lodem v'chein yom of. One day we're going to have a Moshe Rabbeinu. So where is Moshe Marumas in the Torah? And this is Mama Shapella. We're holding at the end of Bereishis. Mankind is messing up big time. Comes along Moshe Rabbeinu. Where's the remez before he's born? Before he's born, where's the remez? Akhtrashi, that us said that we're going to have a person in the world called Moshe. Vayomer Hashem. Mankind is mamish messing up big time. Vayodin ruchi bodim li'olam. Forget it. I'm not going to have my spirit rest inside a man. Bishagam hu basar. You know why? And because my spirit shall not contend evermore concerning man, since he is but flesh. That's all he is, his flesh. And hayyoma me'os and shona. His days are going to be numbered. They're going to be 120 years and that's it. So where's Moshe Rabbeinu hinted to? Hashem is so upset with mankind, and he says, you know what mankind is? They're just flesh and blood. They're just basar. Oh, you know what? They're only going to live to 120, and that's Moshe Rabbeinu. Oh, it's just basar. It's just that's Moshe Rabbeinu. What's pshat? What's pshat? That's the galus. That's the source. That's Moshe Ratominaya. I need to be here. And on the heels of that, then I go to Megillas Esther, Haman, Esther, Mordechai, and Ratominaya. What's going on here? Phineas Daiti, perhaps the Mahalach is as follows, so please buckle up for the ride. And we're going to have a little bit of Gilgulim here. Let's go back to a famous Ramami Pano that we've discussed many times. I want to ask another question. Everyone's holding cup. And Rav Tzodik has a cloud that every Agadot is in a Gemara for a reason. Everyone knows this Gemara, Moshe Ben Atom, and I. Where is it? In Chulin, in Perek Shiluach HaKeh. What's Moshe Ben Atom? What's it doing in Shiluach HaKeh? Anyone know? Any idea? What is the story of Purim? What does Moshe have to do with sending away the motherboard? What might it be to Eitzel Har Sinai? So let me share with you a Ramami Pano. Gilguli Neshamas writes on Mami Pano and Os Beis Sifyud Beis. Abasya Basparo, he Gilgul Chava. And you know why her name was Basya? Because Basya is Baska. Who's the daughter of God? Chava. Chava was the one fashioned by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who's the Gilgul of Chava? Basya Basparo. Well, if he's Chava, Haisi Yitzir Kapov of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why she's called Basya Baska. And why did she have mercy on the young child Moshe Rabbeinu, who's there in the Nilus in the Nile River? Because Moshe Rabbeinu, the Arizal writes, was a Gilgul of Hevel. Moshe is Moshe Sheis Hevel, and Chava was the mother of Hevel. Oh, but what happened? Cain, her son, killed Hevel, her son. Chava never had a chance to raise her beloved son Hevel. Hashem says, just be patient. I'm going to bring back Chava's neshama. Chava's going to come back as Basya, Baska, the daughter of God. Who was the daughter of God? Chava. Chava's going to reincarnate now as Basya. Basya will now have Rachamim on her son Hevel, because Hevel's coming back now as Moshe. Hevel comes back as Moshe. Moshe shays Hevel. And now Basya raising Moshe is Chava raising Hevel all over again. It's the Romami Pano. Once we understand that, now we can make sense of a Medrash. And listen to the Medrash. And the Medrash says, Shalech to Shalach HaSeimus Abonim Tikach Loch. Shiluach HaKein. I want you to send away the mother and you're going to keep the sons. Hashem says to Paro, I gave a mitzvah of sending away the mother. And you keep the sons. And what did you do? Ata Shalach to Savos Abonim Shalach to Lior. And what did you do instead? You sent away the parents and you threw their children into the Nile River. Chayecha, I'm going to make a shvua. Afani mishalech oscha liyam. I'm going to throw you, Paro, into the river. I'm going to destroy you. V'niyar parvachal of Yamsov. And I'm going to take your daughter, your child, Basya, and I'm going to give her Gan Eden. And in fact, she's one of the nine people listed in Derech Eretz Zut in the end of Parak Aleph, who is going to live forever. That's the Medrash. Esther, Mami, Pano, that doesn't make any sense. The Moshal is now Doma to the Nimshal. Paro did what? Sent away the parents and threw the children into the river, into the Nile. Therefore, what should be the parallel? Paro should go free, he's the parent, and Basya, his daughter, should be thrown into the Yam. That's the parallel, and then it would be Doma. But now that we just told you it's all based on the sword of Gilgal, Paro, the Arizal says, was a Gilgal of Kayan. Paro versus Moshe is Kayan versus Hevel all over again. And Amamela, Basya is Chava. Chava was the mother of Kayan. Basya was really in the first Gilgal, she was the mother of Paro, because Chava was the mother of Kayan, who is known as Gagal as Paro, and that's why it's Dome. Nimtza, Basya was Imusha Paro, Ubazed Domala Dodi. Just like Paro did what? He sent away the parents and he threw the children in. Hashem says, I'm going to send away your mother. I'm going to send away Chava, who is now Basya, and I'm going to throw you into the Yam. And that's what the Kiyum of Shalech to Shalech Zamas Abonim Tikachloch, Shiluach HaKein, Moshe Minator Minayin. You know where Moshe is? In Shiluach HaKein, and Perik Shiluach HaKein. And now it's Geshmak, why it's Davkin Perik Shiluach HaKein. This is where we see that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be saved. Ayyadei Basya Bas Paro is saved. Alts the Sheleach to Shalach HaSemes Abonim Tikachloch. But what's it all about? So let's turn to Rav Pinchas Freeman. Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, was a gigol of Moshe Sheis Hevel. But we have a Moradika, Miguel Amukas, Rav Nosa Nota Shapiro, and Ofen Mem Dalet in a Sefer Miguel Amukas, a Parshas Veschonim. And the Miguel Amukas, the famed Mekubo, writes, Moshe Rabbeinu was Nizgalgil as Mordechai HaYehudi. And there was a part of Moshe that went into Mordechai Yehudi. Listen to this, Miguel Amukos. Ish Yehudi haya b'shushan abira. Ish melami chayim Mordechai shaka b'dorah k'moshe b'dorah. They'll say, what does it say about Moshe? V'ya ish Moshe on of Mo'od. Moshe is called an ish, and Mordechai is called an ish. Writes the Miguel Amukos, Mordechai was on the madriga of Moshe from one bechina, and Memela. He is called the Summon Rosh. He's the Rosh. He's the leader, like Moshe was the leader. And he was a Nitzitz. He was a Chalik of a Gilgal of Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, adds the Chidah and his Sefer Chomas Anachem Megillas Esther. Ish Yehudi is Gematria 346. Gematria Moshe. Moshe is 345. And Makolel. What's Makolel? When Moshe joined forces with Mordechai, that's what made Mordechai Ish Yehudi. When Moshe added himself to a Moshe. 345 and one that's 346. Ish Yehudi writes the Chidah as Gematria 346, Gematria Moshe. Moshe all over again now is Ish Yehudi. Timi Marames, that Moshe was there to help Mordechai, Lesayelo Benes Purim, writes the Miguel Amukas. He was there to go in and help him out. And why Mordechai needed a Moshe Rabbeinu to help him out? Adkan, Miguel Amukas, and the Chidah. He needed him to help him out. It's not just that Moshe's birth, Zayin Adar, caused Haman's downfall. Not just Moshe, as Kisi says, Rosh Legabi Deshkolim. Not just Moshe, who is all about Chodesh Adar and Mazel Dogim. And the end of the day, Moshe Rabbeinu came to be Messiah. He gave a part of his neshama over to be Messiah, Mordechai. And that's Mordechai who was writing down the Sefer. Writes of Pinchas Freeman and Shvile Pinchas. Now we understand why the Gemara and the Yerushalmi had to be Mechadesh. That you should know Moshe Rabbeinu, he even got Megillas Esther and Harsina. What the Chiddush he Megillas? on Megillas Esther. Because the whole story of Megillas Esther was only because Moshe helped out Mordechai. It's only the Chaira based on all the Chazals B'schus Moshe that we had an Eis HaPurim. He needed Moshe Beinu to help him out. He needed the schus of Moshe Shkolim. He needed the schus of Leidas Moshe. He needed all those means of assistance in order to bring about the Yeshua. You know why we had a Megillas Esther? Because of Moshe. Amela Moshe Rabbeinu says, you know what I need to hear in our Sinai? I need to know my life is not complete until my Gilgal finishes up the job. Who's going to finish up the job? I need to know that one day there's going to be a Megillas Esther. If there's no Megillas Esther, then my neshama will not know any rest. I need to know that someone's going to be Masakeh. I need to know that someone's going to bring a Lidei Hashlama. Mordechai is going to be a Nitzitz of my neshama. He will bring about the downfall, the same emotion as Hevel all over again. But now we got to destroy Kayin. Who's going to destroy Kayin? Moshe Rabbeinu isn't the one doing it. He'll destroy Paro. But now there's going to be a personification of Kayin once again. And Haman, who's going to destroy him? It's going to be Mordechai, who is now Ish Yehudi. He's called an Ish, and Moshe is called an Ish. Answer Pinchas Freeman. Now we know the remez. Mishloach Manos, Ish the Reyehu. Ish the Reyehu, that means one Ish to his friend, the other Ish. Who are the two people called Ish? Ish Moshe Anamod. Ish Yehudi. One Ish is going to send two Manos. What's two Manos? Torah Shevach Sav and Torah Shevach Peh. Because what happened by Shavuot's time, Klal Yisrael accepted Torah Shevach Sav, writes the Midrash Tanchuma and Parshas Noach. But they didn't accept the entirety of the Torah. When did they accept the entirety of the Torah? Only Purim time, Hada Kibluah. Then they got everything. What two manos, what two gifts to Mordechai? Mordechai says, Moshe, I know you didn't finish the job. Moshe gave us the Torah, but we didn't accept the Torah. Ritochava comes along the Ish Mordechai, and he sends manos Ish L'Reyehu, the Ish Yehudi. Mordechai sends two manos, what to us, Moshe? I'm paying you back. I'm bringing your neshama lidei hashlama, because I'm giving you not just Torah Shemachsav, all yidei my yisoros to tshuva be made. Mordechai ve Esther, I'm giving you Torah Shemachsav and Torah Shemapeh, and this time I'm giving it to me totally. Avos and Eis, I'm giving it back to you. Those are the two manos. That's la shlama. That's why Moshe needs to know that Megillas Esther is going to appear one day, because my neshama can only get to its ultimate tikkun, can only be magia lidei shnei Musa once my neshama reincarnates as Mordechai, and Mordechai gives us Megillas Esther. Mordechai gives us a generation that reenacts Matan Torah, which is Moshe as Moshe Rabbeinu. He taught us the Torah, but we weren't ready to receive Torah Shavapah yet. Don't worry, Moshe. Moshe will one day be Nesnachem. Ah, Yedei, the Mordechai Sisairus. We're going to re-accept the Torah Shavapah. I'm going to give this Ish to another Ish, my friend, the Ish Moshe Anamod, and I'm going to give him all the Torah, and we're going to bring him the Dei Shlei Musa. But there's still one missing Nakuda. And the Rokeach writes, and his Agdamo, that anytime you write a Sefer, you have to be Merami's, your name at the beginning of the Sefer. As the Rokeach himself does. I'd like to add one more piece for Pinchas Freeman, and then we're going to seal it with a Makeh B'Patish. Writes the Rokeach, HaMegillah Rosha Vayehi V'Sofa Zara. What's the first word of Megillah Esther? Vayehi? Vayehi B'Meach HaShveirosh. What's the last word of Megillah Esther? V'chol Zaro, the word Zaro, writes the Rokeach. So where's the remes? Who wrote the Megillah? Well, we already discussed who wrote the Megillah. Mordechai. Mordechai, Shteitin, Pasuk, and Perek, Tes, Pasuk, Chav, Vatitim, Mordechai. Mordechai wrote it. So he's got to be Merami's to his name. Where's the remes that Mordechai wrote Megillah says there? Well, if you take the first word of the Megillah and you take the last word, that's Gematria, Mordechai HaYehudi. Gevaldik Rokeach. Oh, Rokeach. The first word and the last word, that's Mordechai Yehudi, that's the remes. Estra, Pinchas Freeman, where else do you see remes like this? All the other Rishonim, you have a remes in the beginning of the Sefer. The beginning of the Sefer, over here comes along, okay, let's take the beginning, let's take the end, let's put them together, Gemalchia Mordechai, what are we doing, beginning and the end? So listen to this Vartor, Pinchas Freeman, and then we'll add on to it and answer all of our questions. We'll see you after the Shmaya. And the minus 6 minutes remaining. We have a nes. Let's go back to Rashi. Rashi told us what happened Purim time. They loved the miracle. Tell me, what was the greatest miracle of Megillas Esther? Here we are a few days before Purim. What was the greatest miracle of the story of Purim? So we mentioned in the past, Zalman Sarotsky, the Aznaim LaTorah in this Perish Chutcha Chesed of Megillas Esther, he says, you know what he thinks is the greatest miracle? And he says, imagine Mordechai tells Esther, I don't reveal to Ahasuerus your identity, right? That would have messed everything up. We never would have had the best spy in the world inside the palace, inside the king's inner chamber. Now, there were tens of thousands of Yidden at the 100. You had so many Yidden. let me ask you a question. You ever play the game telephone? Can Jews keep a secret? I'm not getting into Hilchos Lashon Hara here. Megala Sod, you're right, there were no iPhones. Everybody knew Esther. Everybody, Mordechai was the Gilda Hador, right? Do you know who's, everyone knows the Gilda Hador, right? We know who's living in the house of the Gilda Hador. Everybody knows the Gilda Hador. Everyone knows this is the niece of Mordechai. Can you imagine? You're Achashverosh. Now, you can have a KGB in Russia, right? You can have a Mossad. Achashverosh, he's the king of the world. See, he's got a KGB, he's got a Mossad. Can you believe it? He's willing to pay anyone. He's willing to wiretap phones in Trump. I'm sorry, in Achashverosh's tower. He's willing to do whatever you want. He can most figure out everything he wants. And Esther Zalmatovska, nobody, he can't find out Esther's identity. He's married to this woman. I don't understand. Jews, here's $100,000 reward. Anyone who can tell me anything about Esther. I'd send out the KGB, send out the Mossad. And nobody, not one Jew revealed. He says it's the biggest nace in the whole story. Then that one Jew opened their mouth. It's a plea atzuma. He says that to him is the greatest miracle of the story of Purim. Now one Jew under pressure for any money in the world, I will reveal the identity of Esther.
Plea
atzuma.
75 years. He never went out of the
house. Again, but everyone Klai Yisrael knew. Everybody knew Esther. They knew she was one of theirs. But nobody revealed. But so torture Mordechai. Say, Mordechai, who was this woman, right? Everyone knew she was still. Everyone could figure it out. Says that's the biggest. But that's not the Sam Sefer. Writes the Sam Sefer in his Torah Moshe, the very beginning of his Perush Megillas Esther. Sam Sefer says, you know the biggest miracle of the story of Purim? He says, this is the single biggest miracle. How does the Megillah begin? What happens is a party. And why was Klai Yisrael deserving of punishment? They all went to this party, they messed up. Yes, there's the Yalkut, the woman. They were there, they saw the clay mikdash, the woman left because the woman never messed up. It's always the man. The woman left, they didn't get enough from the party. In the end of the day, the men benefited from the party. And what's the only way that Esther got herself into the palace to ultimately save us? Because Vashti was killed in the same party. And now the Gemara even says in Megillah Gimel Beis, Hashem has always mocked him the refuah before the makkah. Ask the Sam Sefer, if Hashem Yisbaruch wants to bring us a Yeshua, so you know what? Here we are deserving a punishment, so bring us a Yeshua. And what does Hashem do? The greatest miracle was Hashem says, you know how much I love you, even behind the scenes? Even when you're not behaving, I'm still calling you Banim, Rameir, Kedusha, Lamavav, Amin Aleph. You know how much I love you? Even when you're worthy of destruction, when you get benefit from the Suda of Achashverosh, and I should be destroying you, in the context of your biggest Aveira of that Tekufa, I'm going to already plant the seeds of your Geula by having Vashti killed. Esther now is going to be the replacement of Vashti. That's the greatest miracle the story of Purim. That Hashem loves us so much that even in our worst time, when we sink to the lowest level, even then Hashem says, I'm going to give you the greatest Yeshua already right now in the beginning. That's the Sam Sefer. So what's the Chiddush? And now I'll be the Sam Sefer. Let's go back to Rashi. Rashi told us, why did we reenact one to Torah, Avos, and Nes? According to the Sam Sefer, what was the greatest Nes? We saw that Hashem loves us so much that even when we misbehave, even when we sink to the lowest level, Hashem loves us so much He's already planting the eventual seeds of the Geula of Vashti's demise so that we can have Esther as the replacement. Already right here and right now, Avos, and Nes. That means even when we act so cruel, so terrible, Hashem says, I still love you. I'll still bring you a Yeshua. Amelo, let's go back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Klal Yisrael is the world is misbehaving. Hashem says, you know what? What am I going to do with mankind? B'shagamu basar. Even he only is lowly flesh and blood. Lowly flesh and blood, that's it. I'm only going to make him live 120 years. And this is what the remiss to Moshe Rabbeinu? Terence is what? Who comes and saves Klai Yisrael whenever Klai Yisrael sins? When Chet Ego, we were worthy of destruction. Who saved Klai Yisrael? Moshe Rabbeinu. Parsha Shlach, Meraglim. Who saves Klai Yisrael again? Moshe Rabbeinu. Nobody saved Klai Yisrael from the depths, from the abyss of all depravity, of all corruption, besides Moshe Rabbeinu. Even when we acted like Bosser, Vidam, who saved us? Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem says, mankind's misbehaving, they're not going to die. Okay, Hashem, so why are you going on? Because there's going to be a person, Moshe, Gematria Bishagam 345, who one day is going to show us that even when we're the lowest of the low, the Fianias Daiti, still you should save them because they're your bonim. Still you should save them. Even when they're mamish Bishagam Mosha, they're just flesh and blood. Still you should save Klai Yisrael because they're your creations. Who's the one to rescue us? The Dori Doros. Who's the one to rescue us from the tribe? Memta Shari Tuma, Halalov Moshe Rabbeinu. Parsis Egel. ready to be destroyed again. Who saves us? Moshe Rabbeinu. And Shlach. Who saves us again? Nochem Moshe Rabbeinu. Even when we act, you know what Moshe Rabbeinu, you know what his essence is? His essence is he is our father. He is our Rav. He is our Rebbe. He's the one. Even when we're Shebegam Hu Basar, and we're worthy of being destroyed, because that is the very context of the end of Bereishis. Even when we're worthy of being destroyed, who is the Koach that enables us to be perpetuated, that enables us to exist? Bishagam Moshe Rabbeinu, the one who's going to live to 120. The Phineas deity. That's who Moshe. If you ask Moshe, what's his essence? Who's the only one in history who's willing to give up his Olam Hazeh and his Olam Haba to save Klal Yisrael? Moshe Beinu was Shoko Keneged Klal Yisrael. Moshe Beinu says, even when Klal Yisrael is deserving of being destroyed, eradicated from this world, I'm the one to save them. That matters more to me than everything else in the world. Everything else, I'll destroy the Luchos. I'll destroy the Torah to save them from Chet Egel. How do we finish the Torah? You destroyed the Torah to save Klal Yisrael. Why? Moshe Rabbeinu says, because the existence of Klal Yisrael matters more to me than even the Torah. You know what Moshe's essence is? Phineas deity. It's not in the Torah. It's not in Yisro. It's not in Veschanon. It's B'shegam Abbasar. When God is on the verge of destroying mankind, who is the one to come and rescue mankind and say, save them anyway? Moshe. That's B'shegam Abbasar. That's Moshe. You know why we had a story of Purim? Because of Moshe. Because that's his essence. That's the Mordechai. What did he take over? Mordechai, all hope is lost. Look at Klal Yisrael. They didn't listen to you. Hashtakhalot said they're worthy of being destroyed. I, but Mordechai, I'll be the Megalamukas. It's my show all over again. Who gave Mordechai the Kayach to say, Hashem, don't give up on Klal Yisrael? We can still come back, still love them. Who is that? That's Mordechai. It's Moshe all over again. Moshe says, what do I want to hear about on Har Sinai? I don't just want the Torah. I want to know that there's going to be a Megillas Esther one day. I need to know that my Neshama is going to have Hashlama when there's going to be a time. When's the only other time that Klal Yisrael is worthy of total eradication? And I'm not going to be around to save them. What did he need to hear? What did he need to hear? Hashem saying, don't worry, there's going to be your neshama is going to come back as Mordechai, and Mordechai is going to be the one to take over your job. He's going to be the one to save Klal Yisrael. So now it's very geschmack. And because the whole idea of Moshe Rabbeinu is, I'm the one giving Klal Yisrael the kiyum. And Moshe was the Gilgal of Hevel. And why you see the Gilgal of Hevel, writes the Ramami Pano. Because Hevel is what? Hevel Avolim. Hevel says, I don't want to be in this world. The whole world is Hevel Avolim. I don't want to be in this world. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I do want to be in this world. And I want to make sure Klal Yisrael is in this world forever. What does the Medrash say in Devarim Rabbah Parshiyot Aleph? What happened when it came time to Moshe's 120 years? Hashem sends a malach that Moshe says, I'm not giving you my neshama. Sends another malach. Says the malach. He says, too bad. Malchamovis couldn't take it. Adobin, he was able, he had to distract him. He got him. Rachista, he got him. Moshe Rabbeinu writes the Medrash. Says, too bad, Malchamovis. I'm bigger than you are. I'm not giving you my neshama. Who wants to live more than anybody else? Not Lafinius Taitis, the Tekken of Hevel. Hevel writes to Rami Pano. He says, I don't live this. What chait did he do that Hashem allowed Cain to kill him? Right, so you know what his chait was? Because I don't want to be here anyway. I don't want to be in a world of Olam Hazeh, in a world of all this studio. I don't want to be here. iPhones, internet, I'm not interested. Hevel, God says, me to connect me, I'm going to take you out of the world. What is Moshe? Moshe wants to be in the world. Moshe, even when Klal Yisrael is not deserving of being in the world, who's the one to come to save them, to perpetuate them throughout time? Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu is the one to say what? Even when it comes time for himself to leave, I don't want to leave the world. Hashem had to come down and say, Moshe, please, I beg you, it's Igiyas Ma. And Hashem says, don't worry, I'll take Mises Nashik, I'll take it. But only then did Moshe agree to give up his neshama to Moshe Rabbeinu, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol. He knows the one who wants to live more than anybody else, is the Tikkun for Hevel, who didn't want to live at all. Who is Mordechai? How are you going to inspire Klal Yisrael? They're worthy of destruction. We need the Kayach of Moshe. Moshe saved us by Chet Egel. Moshe saved us in Mitzrayim. Moshe saved us by Chet Meraglim. We need the Kayach of Moshe. Hakom's along Shiluach HaKein. Shiluach HaKein, what Shiluach HaKein? This is Moshe now being saved by Basya, by Chava, Moshe Beinu is Hevel. The Hainu is Mesake in the Hevel. And that Shiluach HaKein based on the Medrash we spoke out. He is Hevel. He's alive in this world. He's the one who's perpetuating existence. Moshe Ben Atarim, and I am Shagam Abbasar. Even when Klal Yisrael is worthy of being destroyed, who says Shagam Abbasar, save them anyway, Moshe? Oh, now you know that? Now and only now we could go to the only other three that we're concerned about. What gave rise to the story of Purim? Only the schus of the Moshe Ben Atarim, and I am piggybacking, and the Moshe Ben Atarim, and I am Shagam Abbasar. Only then do we have a story of Purim. Haman Ben Atarim, and I am. We're going back to the beginning, the same emotions, murmurs, and bracious. We're fixing the whole chait of the Eitz Hadas Tovah, and we're going to go and fix Esther Torah, Mordechai Minatoro, these are the only four, because it was really all about the Moshe and Shiluach HaKein. That's why we bought in a Perek Shiluach HaKein Lefinei Hazdaiti. That's why we bought the other three. Now that we know they all came from the Torah, now we have the Nitzochon. How do we have the Nitzochon Ayadei? The beginning and the end. Well, we go to the Rakeach. Where is Mordechai Yehudi? Vayhi and Zaro. What's Zaro? Zaro is children, perpetuity, Hemsheichiyut. They're going on to live forever, but what's the beginning and the end? Bimramis and all the beginning, Bimramis and the end. No. Who's the one to take us from the beginning to the end? Mordechai Yehudi. Who's the one that Sam Sefer said, what was the nace? That even the beginning already, the seeds were planted already at the beginning. Even when we misbehaved, the seeds were already planted. The Koach Mordechai Yehudi was already there in the Suda. When we misbehaved, he got the Kaya from Moshe Rabbeinu. And Vayhi B'meach HaShveirosh, already that was the beginning of the Gula. And the end, Zaro, that's the end of the Gula, the beginning to the end. That's all because of Moshe Rabbeinu, that's cool because of the nace. Avos and Nace, we want the Torah all over again. If that's the case, Mordechai did his job, now we brought back the Schus of Moshe Rabbeinu in this world. Let's go back now. We talk Avos and Nace. Hashem loves us no matter how much we behave. You know what? Let's shrink a l'chaim to that. Let's celebrate Purim time now. Let's go back to Matan Torah. Torah Shavah Sav, Torah Shavah Peh. Even Megillah says to let's be Mekabel at all. We talk Avos and Nace. Let's celebrate it. Let's shrink a l'chaim to it. Emet Hashem. No more Sham Teik Raskam, not in Paras. No more Gigas. This is going to be drinking a l'chaim. That once again it's the Koch of Moshe to be Matzalos. Moshe now is Mordechai, Ish Yehudi, Gematria, Vayhi, and Zaro. The beginning, yes, we need the beginning connecting to the end. That's the nace of the Sam Sefer. That's the Yischos of Moshe Rabbeinu.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.